This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Richard Waffle Jr., RICHARDWAFFLE Jr., date of birth 03/30/1978, date of appointment 10/3/2024. 46-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who had a four-wheeler accident on 5/26/2024. On that day he finished mowing the lawn and he was still on the four-wheeler. His knees put the throttle pushed the throttle down hard, which sent the ATV out of control. He fell on the road, became unconscious, was airlifted to Albany Medical Center, where CT of the head done, which shows subdural hemorrhage along the left frontal convexity measuring up to 2 mm in maximum depth, additional focus of hemorrhage, contusion in the left anterolateral temporal bone. It also shows non-displaced fracture throughout the right parietal and right squamosal temporal bone. He left the Albany Medical Center against the medical advice, and then he followed up with the neurosurgeon as outpatient. He was confused at that time. After 1 week, he realized what's going on and what happened to him. He went back to the job. He's not taking any medication. Couple of weeks ago, he started having headache. If he tilts the head, he feels headache. Sleep is not good. He does not eat much. If he looks down, hands going numb. Sometimes he feels shooting pain in the arms. He cannot focus. He also has blinking and touching of the face. No emotion. Headache is daily. Involve the right occipital region. Sharp. No nausea. No vomiting. No photophobia. No phonophobia. If he moves too fast, he feels imbalance. Memory is not good. Past medical history. History of migraine, past surgical history, none, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, none, social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drug, He is working as assistant plant manager. He is married, live with his wife. Have no children, family history, mother alive with breast cancer. Father, he does not know about him. Two sisters, one brother who deceased. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflex 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 46-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, left frontal convexity, subdural hematoma. Number two, fractured skull, non-displaced right parietal and temporal bone. Number three, post-concussion syndrome. Number four, migraine. Number five, memory loss. Number six, hearing loss on the left side. Number seven, gait ataxia. Number eight, depression. Number nine, anxiety. Number 10, dizziness. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the imipenem in 10 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week and then 2 PO daily continue. Neurosurgeon wants to do the CT of the head with contrast. I will wait for the report. If necessary, I will order the MRI of the brain. I would like to... I advised him to see a ENT doctor because of the left-sided hearing loss. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.